Love Talk Radio.
Because the things that's needed in Duncanville, DeSoto, the Redbird Mall area, and all of that there are totally different from the things that's really needed in South Dallas. We need transportation. We need stores. You know, all of that there. So let's not try to be inclusive in all of those conversations, because the things that's really needed are separate and far apart. You know, I think actually since the Lincoln Theater up on Bear Street, they haven't had any other black theaters. And again, I said this. The one that used to be over on Harwood and stuff, all them theaters and skating rinks and stuff, that was considered downtown Dallas, you all. I beg to differ with anybody who wants to argue with it, because now downtown is almost the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Whether you like it or not, if the police station is downtown Dallas, then you have to realize that the skating rink and all of that there that used to be over on Harwood and stuff, that would now be considered downtown Dallas. So let's keep it real. Because when rezoning and a lot of the other stuff come in and to play and stuff, you have to realize you're in a different area than you was in 1959 and 1960 and stuff like that. So let's just keep it real. Let's keep it 1,000. You know, keeping it 100 around here ain't good enough, because, man, there's so many folks give out erroneous information and impertinent information because it don't hurt them. It don't consider them. And it really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, you got to keep that word in your conscience. Matter. Yeah. So, but anyhow, moving on, staying in my own lane, stuff I knew about South Dallas. Yeah. So, but to make it all inclusive, when y'all need it, when we need something, you're still trying to include us in with the southern sector, which don't work. We are miles and miles and miles away from what's actually considered the southern sector. So let's talk about this. The stuff that's really needed in South Dallas for our elderly people, some that's been there for 60, 70, 80 years, are the basic needs of a human being in the world. You know, considerable distances to laundromats, grocery stores, movie theaters, and some of all the other stuff that, you know, it takes y'all to make it, to get along, what you want in your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So let's equalize this stuff out a whole lot. And then hopefully a lot of my guests tonight will be able to interpret a lot of this and talk about some of the real estate issues that's been had and the differences and all of that there, all of that, whatever it takes to make some proper changes in South Dallas and the southern sector. It's needed in both areas, actually in all areas that's not North Dallas. You know, wasn't no growth potential in other areas, you know. Ain't nothing new in Pleasant Grove. Ain't nothing new in Joppy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you start mentioning the effects of redlining and stuff that helped destroy some of the areas that's pertinent to the blacks and the browns, when you're talking about Pleasant Grove, Bunton, and basically South Dallas, true South Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's just keep it real, and I'm going to try to come up with some other stuff that I know that's needed. That's all you have to do is name some of the basic stuff that's out there that's really needed. Because that's all it is, man. We just won't. But our taxes and stuff should have got us a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? But no, we can't do that because no bond money left, you know, for the schools and stuff. Well, guess what? We didn't get none of the schools either. You know, H.S. Thompson, one of the best schools in the state, got dropped. You know, so it's a big blank building. Need to be a, and I stress this with everybody, because a trade school right there would help to regrow that area, regrow that school. You know, some of the things that were said about South Dallas was so turbulent when I was coming up. Shit, I'd be walking around the city proud as hell. Folks didn't know why. Because, yeah, I knew that they was dogging outside. A young dude, not no young dude, he's younger than I am, but tried to talk down about South Dallas the other day. I'm at dialysis. And I think he could kind of tell I was getting upset because the way he was, you know, characterizing and his, we was down in South Dallas. First, I guess, but he didn't know I was a South Dallas resident. For life, you know what I'm saying? I've gone to other places before, but I always come back home. I'm going back home to South Dallas as soon as I can. Yeah, so put that in your map pipe and take it. He's talking about black folks stealing off his work trucks and stuff like that. I said, well, you know, that's happening all over the world. You ain't heard about what went on in France and the bombs and stuff like that? I said, yeah, you know, that happens all over the world. You know, that ain't just South Dallas. I said, my friend's trucks done got stole out of in North Dallas, in Oak Cliff, in other areas, you know. Yeah, well, it ain't bad like South Dallas. Have you ever stayed any length of time in South Dallas? Well, why would you call it bad? You know, yeah, I got plenty upset. I put him in check. I know he understands now that he can't downgrade an area he don't really know nothing about. All it is hearsay, and the junk he was making up wasn't gonna ride. Because, you know, whatever you can say about South Dallas, it ain't that it's the only crime-ridden place in the world. So, yeah, I got plenty upset. I get that way every time somebody tries to talk about areas that they don't know about, and that's the reason I'm talking about some of these broadcasters, newscasters, or whatever that you want to call them. Yeah, I didn't curse. And I didn't have to pay nothing to the money job either. So, but the crust of the matter is, quit trying to make it all inclusive so that it will be harmful to certain areas of the city. And quit trying to include us in those good, great conversations about what's needed when you don't even go to South Dallas to ask no questions. You know, when are we going to have a town hall meeting down at Lord's Missionary Baptist Church or something like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all a little bit more about me after my brother-in-law get through with this song. Okay. That's not it. That's not my brother-in-law right there. I got to take that back. This is him. Brother-in-law got on a red suit.
Hi, my name is Jimmy Pritchie Ellis. I'd like to tell you a little something about myself. I sing the blues, I play the harmonica, I play the guitar. They call me Preacher because I preach the blues. This is what I do. This is me. I recorded things like I Can't Work and Watch You, Two Tenors, A Tone and a Bone, that was on KGFJ for some 32 years. You can't pour water on me and tell me it's right. I work with Little Joe Blue, also perform with Moe Folsom, Big Mama Thornton, Albert King, Rufus Thomas, B.B. King, Lou Milton, Dorothy Moore, the list goes on. Working with Big Mama Thornton was a lot of fun, too. I played with her back in San Francisco in the late 60s at the Both End Club there in San Francisco. And we played with her also at Red Fox's Club in Hollywood. And Big Mama Thornton, she was quite a great artist. I love to hear her sing. She did some real good things. She played the drums and she played the harmonica. The thing that I like about her most is her charisma. She get on the stage, boy, she just sets the house on fire. And don't forget, Jimmy Pritchie Ellis, that's me. I preach the blues, and I hope that you enjoy what we have to offer.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Jimmy the Preacher Ellis. Yeah, I call him brother-in-law. I don't call him none of that other stuff. All I call him is brother-in-law for 30-something great years, you know. And that's how we communicate. So, but back in my lane, yeah, that's a family name, so I like that. Got to cut that one off. So back in my lane, yeah. That's my family's name. So, yeah, my mother was a Lane out of Paris, Texas. And I appreciate that a whole lot because I do go back every now and then. 30 years since I've been there. Excuse me. Take station break. Good, wonderful evening. If you forgot the number, it's on your thing. You know I'm doing a show tonight.
Okay, I'm still at work. I ain't got off.
Yeah, well, I'm on air as we speak. Got another hour and a half to go.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me go and let you get to it. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Yes, yes, yes. That interruption is, even though it was fairly intended and well meant, you know the nature of the beast. When I'm on air, I'm on air. Do something different. Send me a text message. But anyhow, so, trying to consider it all being inclusive in the needs and stuff like that, it's not. Trying to offer us a halfway supposedly good intent where we'll put the bonds together and do this here and do this here. But see, most of the things in that bond, yes, it's intended for the southern sector, but that's leaping all the way over our heads. And not getting us what we need by taking the big picture to the southern sector and nothing to South Dallas proper and Vonton in general. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm talking about. Quit trying to make the party all inclusive because it's not so. That's not it. We don't need what the southern sector actually needs. And the southern sector don't actually need what we want. You know, as I said, do some public hearings or something close enough into the southern sector where some of these folks who don't have transportation know-how, I've been trying to work with DART for years to get the same type of paratransit and the same type of bus service, on hold and all of that there, down to South Dallas, the real South Dallas area, Bunton included, to some of these old people that's been down there for 60, 70, 80 years and don't even know that it's a service available. Well, why is that? That's because you keep sending messages in and around $5, not through, not into, none of that, and that's the way, that's the nature of the beast. That's the game y'all been playing for a long, long time. Well, now I'm going to bring some changes about that myself. I have some web pages up. I have a radio show, and I'm about to acquire some other ingredients to make this stew all inclusive. The messages that go out to the national audiences or the southern sector or North Dallas or whatever, let it go out all over. Especially by and through my websites, my radio shows, and whatever else. Because that's what I'm for. That's what I'm about. You know, I'm an information specialist. And so I can divvy up the information as long as I don't have to write it because I can't spell. Long as I don't have to read it because I don't read too very well. But I do understand skipping the beat and hiccuping and missing the target and all of that there that you all have been actually missing for years. And quiet as it's kept, I believe it's been on purpose. I just can't prove that, but I can say it. So this is the Ask Uncle Billy Show. And I asked myself, did you think they might be dodging us for some reason? And I said, yeah. They've been doing it for years. What, 400 years?
Maybe 500. That is Indiana. I thought that was a problem for you guys today.
So, just trying to keep it real and saying, that should stop. It should actually stop. It's not. It's doing us a very disservice, and it's wrong, Miss Ada. But better yet, let's just try to make some adjustments that will work for everybody receiving the same type of information. Yesterday, I was invited to the an event on June the 9th. I'm not going to give you all of the information right now. I'm going to save that for another night. Might be tomorrow night, might be Wednesday. But it's the Hispanic event, Mexican event. I was told one time that Mexico didn't like being Hispanic. But anyhow, and it's a wonderful networking event, and it's June the 9th, which is a Thursday. I don't usually do Thursdays, but this time I really think I'm going to try to be there. It's at 5 o'clock. I might not be at the whole event because actually I'm on dialysis that day. But we'll worry about that when we cross that bridge. That's what I used to tell my son. He'll be 15 years old on the 16th of next month. So I have to keep using that to kind of remember him. So I'll cross that bridge when I get there. So I don't actually know anymore. I'm going to try to be there as long as I can and as long as I can get some information out. So there's some things that I'm trying to do and accomplish before that date. That's one of my target dates. My son's target date for Out of Sight Radio, I believe, is June 4th. I'm not completely sure. You know, his date is actually his date. I'm just trying to give him some support. And, you know, like I said, I can't spread myself too thin, and I can't do it all. And I already realized that. That's what got me set back now. So I'm going to get in my own lane. I'm going to stay in my own lane. And I'm going to do what Uncle Billy does. Hopefully I can do it well enough to catch some eyes of some of these groups and things and get back on the ball. So let's go from there and let's get to talking about why there should be help to certain areas and, well, actually to all areas, but $5 and Bunton is specific for me because I see some of the things like the buses that will take you and on-call buses from DART and stuff that will get you to where you want to go. And if you call them back within 30 minutes or an hour or something, they come right back and get you and drop you back off at home and stuff like that. And then they got the other kind of buses that are in certain areas, like in Short Oak Cliff. I've been intending to call the councilman that's over that area. I think his name, but like I said, this is just a commentary tonight, letting you all know that Ask Uncle Billy is back, Buntar Rising is back, Out of Sight Radio is about to get started. We have Buntar Rising Radio web page. We have Welcome to Uncle Billy's World, Uncle Billy's New Renaissance, and soon to come, the South Dallas Swing, something close to that. But it's going to be a South Dallas website, doing virtual tours and stuff, and just coming to you from at-large situations, showing you some of the sites and explorations of South Dallas that has only been a legend to a whole lot of people. I find out so many people, black, white, and brown, that's never been to Buntar. I find this a large number of people, both black and white, actually, that's never even saw Buntar. You know what I'm saying? Been here all their lives and stuff. So it's stuff like that that kind of rejuvenates me. So we gonna rejuvenate a community that's been at large for a long time, been called dirty names, and people are not. Like I said, people that's never actually visited there want to say that they have and want to, you know, just like in the old days when you a Western gunfighter and whatever, you didn't want people to know you was in a certain area, so you went there just to say you had been there, and some of them had to lie because they never got there because it was black, you know, and it wasn't a color thing, actually. It was a respect thing. And that's all it's ever been. And people put those lies out that they got beat up inside. They ain't never been inside them. So that's all that is, and that's all that was. And it's going to be more than that because hopefully the callers will start coming in. I know it's voting tonight and a whole lot of other stuff going on and things are going on in the precinct, but I just had to get started tonight because I didn't realize all of this was coming up when I put these dates out there. So I got to stick with what I got to do, you know. Come hell or high water, ain't nobody going to get this kind of stuff accomplished but me. So that's the reason I'm back. So let's get it started. The party's on. I said 7 o'clock would be the key to somebody calling in and giving us pertinent information toward the direction that we're going in. And, so we are just trying to keep up with some of the stuff that's really happening and see what we can do about it to make some of these changes because, hey, it's needed. It's wanted. It's been desired for a long time. We just didn't have the vehicles to say what we wanted and why we wanted it and all of that there to get, you know, a concerted effort toward, you know, getting the job done without public people that's supposed to be, you know, speaking for us and stuff like that. We ain't got but one that actually speaks for the world when it's brought to his attention, and that's our man downtown. I'm expecting a call in from him during one of these shows and then upcoming, hopefully get him to do some talk back. I know y'all hear me. So, yeah, all of this is done in honor of a man downtown who started.
When you're the only person that has held, like,
shows that would interconnect with everybody in the communities at large where he was the commissioner at and everything, and it really worked. So I'm trying to replicate some of his great intentions and add on to them and do what I can to make it better so that we can have a similar talk back show once, twice a week, and other members of our community get a chance to come on the other nights and, you know, discuss what they need, what they want, and stuff like that. So we gonna map it out, people. We gonna map it out. We gonna look at what they say. We can work it out. We can work it out. Well, I can't sing either. But let y'all know all the things I can't do. So that when I finally do something, y'all will congratulate me. So on something I can do. So we're going to try to pull it together. We're going to try to come together. We a team, whether we know it or not. We need to start showing it with a large amount of respect for our neighbors. And our neighbors from other neighborhoods and stuff like that. We're going to make awareness of the communities at large, well aware of who they are, how long they've been that community, and the whole nine yards. Because, you know, it's people up the street there from Bunton, from Ideal Neighborhood Association, that had to be told they was Ideal Neighborhood. You know, because they thought that was on the other side. And then, yeah, it runs up a little further up toward Hatcher and stuff now. But, you know, Queen City comes down a lot further and goes up a lot further than what it was. See, they redo neighborhoods and don't tell nobody about them because actually, as I was telling a close friend of mine, outside of Bunton, but we knew about Lincoln Heights and Queen City and places like that. That's because the people in those areas made sure you knew who they were. You know what I'm saying? They would tell you why they kicking your butt. You can't come to Queen City with that. You know, you can't bring that to our neighborhood. We got a neighborhood up here, and it's called Queen City. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason people knew about Queen City. Lincoln Heights didn't have to have that much height put on it because they were right up in the Lincoln High School area, which was Lincoln Heights. And they would they'd just tell you, you can't come up to Lincoln. You can't come up to Lincoln with that, you know. We got this up here. We got Lincoln. And they had it because it was a neutral place for a long, long time. You know, Madison used to be a neutral place for West Dallas, East Dallas, and Bunton all coming together. And then they flipped the script and got Lincoln started. And wow, all hell broke loose. It was West Dallas, Madison against Lincoln, a whole lot because the residents of West Dallas was going to Madison. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't understand none of this. But then it's so hard when you set people up to fail, set people up in traps and stuff like that, purposely sending them into the defenseless area like they used to do. That's the reason Bunton was so strong. We were on a dead end street, you know, like New Rawls used to sing about. Yeah, Bunton was like a dead end street. When you got there, that's where it stopped. And you didn't have no way to go over to Joplin unless you crossed the Trestle. You hear me? Y'all don't hear me. Went down through the Five Lakes. Y'all don't know about that kind of stuff. See? That's what I'm talking about. So when you got down there and you got trapped, you were there. So that kind of stuff, that's what I'm talking about. And so with that being said, it was perfectly clear that you had to walk your walk and talk your talk when you came to Bonta. So that's what that was. Well, right now, people have diagnosed the problem from long distance. They don't go down there to look at nothing. Got the best park in Dallas down there. And I'm saying, bar none, that park over the bridge, I ain't never been there. They say they finna build another one out in Oak Cliff or somewhere, over 67 or something. I don't really know. I'm really goddamn me trying to get some more things for Bill Blair Park, which used to be Rochester Park. And I don't know where that name came from either. I'm going to read up on it one day soon. But like I told y'all, I can't read that well. I'm old. So, you know, I have to read up on it on my own time. I can't be forced to look at nothing, read nothing, or do nothing like that. Get that sold up in your mind. And that means that perfectly gone. So, but back to the basics is that, yes, there are some things that's needed down there. Really, it's some public hearing things that can be handled at different types of public hearings, like the crime rate, which I don't get. Y'all don't hear me. How many years have it been since you heard about random killings and stuff down inside that? You haven't. You know, you try to get as close as you can, and something might happen up on Grand. You want to say, well, inside Dallas, yeah, that's downtown Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Anything up from Martin Luther King is downtown Dallas. Oh, y'all know it had that. Fire Park ain't been $5 for a long time. That's because they thought they had all of that under control with the police stations and stuff and within the Fire Park and stuff. Hope they still got them because, you know, it's needed. But, you know, I'm not saying there was hidden agendas, which everybody know that there always has been. So what it is, I can't speak about it because I don't know that much about it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be told and taught all of that by the end of this run of shows and whatever else, because that's something I'm very interested in. You know, why did it take this long to start actually getting some help for $5, and is there a hidden reason? Because, you know, any other place in the world that didn't have a grocery market, a big grocery store, or some comparison type shopping arenas and stuff, it wouldn't last. That wouldn't last. You know, you'd have stores all over the city trying to move into the southern area of the city, which is Buntown, and a couple of other spots where stores are not, where laundromats are not. And like I said, it's no more crime down there than there is nowhere else in the city. I was in the country. But the lies and the rumors and the innuendos, they still persist. Oh, it's bad down there. It's just isn't that bad. I tell you, when I hear discussions like that, I say, prove it. Prove that you was even down there. And they can't. Because they've never been. What street was you on? I don't remember. Well, okay, why would you have a conversation about something you don't remember? I can't hear you. Yeah, you know, bring some facts up. Stop bringing old stuff up that happened 60 years ago and you don't even remember what street you was on. What's the relevance to that kind of stuff? Y'all, I know you heard. Now you want to be a resident member of society, so you want to say you've been there, you done that. Well, don't use that as a farce to get to where you want to go. That don't work, especially if I'm around. So, if you're going to get questioned and about some of the property that's going on down there, I would like to say this.
Because I watched you with the customers.
Y'all remember when Eminent Domain took all of the property up at the Fair Park area and took the barbecue houses out and a couple of other things, two other businesses and stuff, and a whole lot of homes. Yeah, they wasn't no big old homes. They wasn't no, but they were homes that had history. You know what I'm saying? And expanded to Fair Park. Now they want to get a Fair Park up. Eminent Domain did all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's going to be quite a few people want to be distanced from that type of stuff. But how are we going to rectify people having to move and stuff? Get rid of land that was there, get rid of properties that was there, to go out and start over with a little bit of nothing. You know, you see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? We took these people's land and property and homes, residences, away, and their businesses, their livelihoods, and had them relocate and everything, and now you want to find somebody else to take over that act. I'm really not understanding that. For future references, I think we ought to ask in advance, if you're not going to be there 100 years like these folk have been, don't take their property. Or something to that effect, you know. Just trying to keep it real, y'all. Just trying to keep it 1,000. Not a whole lot. 100, don't worry. Yeah. So, we just want to do what we can do to kind of balance the totem pole. If you're gonna take somebody's property and you're going to assure them that you're going to be there for 100 years with this project, that's the only reason you're doing it. You're doing it out of necessity. Not to take it and 20 years later or less give it away. Don't want to try to do that no more, you know. Why did you expand it? Well, things change. And some of those idealists that was in office at that time had a different pursuit, but it was put on the table by the ones that was before them. So that should have been taken off of the table. You know, if we're not going to be there 100 years doing what we do, it's not going to upgrade that area enough for us to say it worked, our ideas worked, then don't do it at all. You know, that's all that is. So I'm just trying to keep it real until I get some specialists and calls in here for later. But call in. One, you know, I know some of y'all going through, I ain't got my number yet, but call in to 1-323-870-3963 with your thoughts and opinions on this. And like I said, remember Eminent Domain and the changes we need to make before that sets in again. Because 10 or 20 years after you declare eminent domain, you move them people out and everything, but you change your mind on the direction you want to go. So we're going to hold out a little longer. Hopefully the doc will call in. Scooter called back. gonna take a station identification break, and I'll be back.
spend all my mobile money, so it's just my mobile lifestyle. And it keeps my investments fully mobile.
Sign up at eTrade.com and get $600.
Yeah. That was Brother Law again, talking about he got his mojo working. And, man, did he have it going on. Yeah, that brought back memories. But that was a $5 move. He had some of the best blues shows in town on Bear Street and between Macon and Starks, I think that is, and all those streets up there. Those were the days. So, it's got history. It's got wealth. I think it's still got one of the oldest pecan trees in the state in that area down there, close to Bill Blair Park. So I'm going to have to double check that because, you know, they've had so much, I'd like to say, evolution and upgrading in a lot of the areas that was owned by the city. And just different moves that supposed to help better the community. So they got a nice, wonderful area down there, like I said, the second to none in the city called Bill Blair Park. I mean, you go down there, you see families, little children playing in the park, playing in the area. We just need to get down there and upgrade it and do some other things, that's all, redesign the baseball parks and stuff so that they'll be really usable and, getting it on. I heard there were games that had been played down there and happened since I've been gone. But, I'm talking about the now. I ain't talking about what was. I'm talking about what's now. So, now that we got that on the wraps, let's start the discussion. Let's open up the table. What is it that you think South Dallas needs to regrow, to rejuvenate? And that's what I want to ask some of the other people that's supposedly in charge of getting this done. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like the mayor. And I'm trying to get in touch with the Grow $5, redo $5 people. They haven't returned my calls in 2 weeks. And I ain't got nothing but gifts for them. Why don't you ask the people through my pages, and it's free to ask them what they need, ask them what they want. I'm pretty sure if you start putting the questions out there, they'll start doing some of the answering. Because we'll get it to them. We'll get those type of courses in their hands, even if we have to put out some flyers, even if we have to do whatever it takes to get the messages out. That's what we do. That's what Bunton Rising Radio, Ask Uncle Billy, and Out of Sight Radio does. So, put the challenge over in our pocket, but give us something to work with. We can't work with guessing what you want to say. It's been 2 weeks, and I said, I haven't got a call back. And, it happens that way sometimes, and I understand that. But let's not let it happen forever. I know you all understand what I'm saying. So in about 25, 30 minutes, I'm going to have to go off air and prepare for my next show and other things because I'm not getting the call-ins or the response that I was hoping to get. But, it's first night back, first real night back. But remember this. Everything that we should do that's right should have a purpose tied on to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like if you're going to read a book with a purpose of hopefully rewriting it in a better context, you know, through your own doings and shapes and whatever, or you just read it just for fun, you know. But for whatever reason, you do it with a purpose so that when people ask you what was it about or something like that, you have a purpose to tell them about it, you know. That's all I'm saying. So with this book, it's going to come a discovery of just how far you willing to go for your neighborhood, for your area, for your home. You know what I'm saying? Because I go 900 miles from mine. That's the reason I'm back in Dallas now. Well, so to speak, I'm in Garland, but you know, this is my home. Dallas is my home. And you cannot talk bad, and you from Mexico or somewhere else, you cannot talk bad about my home, and I sit there passive as hell, saying thank you for telling us, because you're giving out erroneous information in my presence. That's not going to walk. My name is Uncle Bill from Buntown, Texas. And trust me, I honor where I'm from. And you're not going to dishonor it with lies and innuendo. And I sit there and accept it. So let's get that straight right now. And like Daddy used to always say, boy, if you ain't got something good to say, keep your damn mouth closed. And that was not a curse word. Yeah, you know, that was a Bible word. So with all that said and done, we need to come together now that the groups have come together. I have group members I didn't even know I knew. Didn't know I would like to know that's come together, almost forced me to enter their groups, but now that I see what I'm attached to, I kind of like it. So, you know, some of the groups that I'm attached to have the same feeling about regrouping and rejuvenating the communities as much as I do. And with that being said, you know, it's monetary value for owning your own land and your own property in the world. You know what I'm saying? And it's great value attached to it. So, you know, just let's try to sit out and talk about it. Let's get it together. I'm going to be calling on folks about trying to save something what you got. If you don't have a plan, try to get one, you know. Because even though there's no promise that you're going to be here tomorrow, there's no problem with you trying to leave a legacy for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren and stuff like that. And hopefully this will be the legacy to my great-grandchildren. So that's what it's all about, you know, just doing some of the right thing that you're supposed to do regardless. And actually, that's what it's about. It's about bettering the condition of the condition you're in so that you won't leave your young relatives and your grandkids and great-grandkids on nobody in your name. You know what I'm talking about? Well, a lot of y'all don't understand it because you ain't been there yet. But let me tell you. You got to be able to agree and disagree with some of the things that's going on within your community. And if not, that means you're not a part of that community. That means you might need to move to North Dallas or Highland Park or something like that. It really don't matter. But if you're not down for the area that you stay in, you really need to move. That's all I'm saying. You know, if you're not going to protect it like you would the rest of your house or the rest of your home or whatever else, you really don't need to be there. You know, you got to park up the block, but you can't go up there because they sell drugs up there. You need to do something about that. You know, where's your manhood? Where's your faith? You know, and all of that in a bag of chips. That's all I'm talking about. You got to keep it real. You live there, but you can't protect it. You can't speak upon it because you're scared. My only suggestion to you is move. Because just like scared money never wins, scared man can't do too much. You know, if you're scared of something that's yours, you know, that's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to keep it real for another 30 minutes. And once I get to that, I'm going to have to, like I said, leave early tonight because my schedule prohibits me from staying the full term tonight. But I wanted to give a couple of callers time to call in and voice their opinions. But if not tonight, maybe tomorrow night or Wednesday night or something other than the rest of the night. So, like Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on. This ain't the end. This is just the beginning. And we got a lot more coming up. Hopefully we can get a movement started to where we can look at a lot of these people's treasures. And I'm talking about the land that they already own and the land that they've been maybe even been set up by the law to acquire. Let's keep it real. Daddy used to say, buy cheap, sell it low. Buy low, sell it cheap. Either way, it must go. You know, stuff like that, you know. Don't hold on to it if you don't want it. But, you know, get something for it. Don't let the taxes eat it up. When, you know, it's worth more than that. You know what I'm saying? So somebody will help you look at these kind of things. We got people coming in from groups that want to be of assistance, want to see why you getting abused so much and you supposed to be single. And all of this here, you know, we got folk coming in wanting to help, but they can't help until you present it to them on the table, what it's all about. No, this ain't Alfie. This ain't Barbara Streisand asking. This is Uncle Bill trying to tell y'all that changes are coming, and if you're not going to be a part of it, you might as well move. You know, give it up now. Give it up before I get there so I won't see the unnecessary tears when you say, I didn't really want to do that. Well, why you do it? Ain't nobody force you to do nothing. But, you know, if you ain't talking, you might as well start walking. Because if you can't share some of your ideas about something you believe in, about something you want to maintain and keep, and you can't tell nobody, I want to keep this. Tell us why you want to keep it and how you plan on paying for it and whatever. And you get help. But, you know, what they used to say in the old days. It's the creaking wheel that get all the awe. So if you don't want no awe, don't creak. Don't shout out. Don't holler. I need you. Don't do that, you know. Temptation, you say, I ain't too proud to beg. But if you're too proud to say you need help, then you just dumb enough to be by yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Don't mean no harm, but this ain't fun. It ain't fun having to tell you stand up and be a man. If you're a female, you by yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for help. This ain't no child abuse or nothing like that gonna be involved. And ain't nobody gonna be threatening you and going on trying to make you keep your land or sell your land or nothing else. You know, we want to find out what you need, what you want, and what you want to do with it. See, that's what I'm saying. And then, sure enough, we'll try to help. That's all that is, you know. But we can't help unless you ask for it. You know, it's like everything else in the world. You know, you don't want to put us in it, then you be in it by yourself. Or whoever else you got, somebody giving you the wrong information. But, you know, Daddy always said get three opinions. One from your enemy, one from your friend, and one from God. I'll holler with that one, because I know that one hit home. I know that one hit home to everybody that's listening, to those that want to listen, those that hear about it, and those that listen to me on Facebook tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. Because with those three opinions, you get the chance to make your own decision. Y'all don't hear me? See, the more you publicize it, the more the wrongdoers don't want the light shining on them. You understand where I'm coming from? Only the righteous want the light shining. Everybody else wants the lights out. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know y'all got that one. Yeah, y'all finally get me. It's time for me to go. Now y'all ready for me to stay. But see, that's just like life is. You know, when I tell y'all show starts at 6 o'clock, y'all thought y'all was on y'all time. Well, guess what? Uncle Billy was on time, came in with Bobby Patterson's information because I didn't know that man had died. It's just been a couple of months since I talked to him. And we was talking about trying to do a few things, few different things, because, you know, we got... We got ideas been rambling through for a long time about a Blues Hall of Fame at the Old Forest Theater and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I get ready to pull his music up and stuff, and there it is, Bobby Patterson's obituary. So I'm gonna have to get off the phone in a minute, y'all, and go get to checking off into the stuff like that, because I am so far behind. But by the time we start discussing something else that's going on in the hood and South Dallas and the southern sector, two very different and unique areas, remember that. The southern sector goes a long way. South Dallas and Bundjalung goes all the way to Joppy. You talking with nothing? Y'all hear me now? Y'all hear me? Just a little bit into Oak Cliff. And it's really not that far. Soon as South Dallas get ready to cross that bridge, and now it's right across that bridge, because Joppy is across the bridge. I know y'all don't understand that, because y'all didn't even know Joppy existed. You've been staying here for 30 years, and didn't know Joppy was right behind you, right behind the Five Lakes area right there, across the Lamar Street Bridge. Take a left, you damn near in Joppy. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. And you, now you want to know how you spell it so you can put it on your GPS. You ain't going. You know you're not going. So anyhow, we'll get back on track with that tomorrow. We'll do some other things, but solidarity is needed when it comes to divide and conquer. So, yes, keep continuing to try and tie us up with the southern sector, because united we stand, divided we fall. And guess what? That ain't all. It's meant to be like that. There's hidden agendas with, oh, yeah, just keep them in the same pack till we have to let them know it's divide and conquer, you know. So let's get some facts in, y'all. Let's do some things and keep this number well in hand, because every night between 6 and 10, you're going to hear from us. The times was changed because of other people's hours and the way people handle their business and whatever. But guess what? Y'all going to hear from Ask Uncle Billy, Blog Talk Radio. Y'all going to hear from Bunton Rising Radio. Y'all going to hear from, you know, and the numbers and things, sometimes they'll change, sometimes they'll stay the same, because these are associations and organizations within companies and corporations and stuff like that, and they don't want everybody to know that this is what they're fronting for, because they want to stay on everybody's good side. But, you know, we have some mighty good friends that want to help you all out, and, you know, them that don't mind joining in public and whatever, they can. Them that want to keep it a secret, they can, and whatever. We are taking all calls and doing it all. That's what it is. This is Uncle Billy's Bunton Rising Radio, Uncle Billy's Ask Uncle Billy, and Out of Sight Radio. We're just naming some of the things that's going to exist for you all. We're trying to put together a couple of little training programs and little schools. So we're coming. Better yet, we're already here. But we're tying up some loose ends, trying to be friends. And that's what it's all about. We're neighbors. Do you know your neighbors? Well, knock on the door. It's going to be open with a smile and face. Nothing but sincerity. Because we know what you're going through. Now is our time to try to help and do something about it. So feel free to call in. Leave a message. 1-323-870-3963. If a show ain't scheduled, say you'd like to leave a message. Leave a email address to askunclebilly@buntonrising.com. Ask Uncle Billy, Billy Parnell 59@gmail.com/AskUncleBilly. All of this here, very pertinent. How you can get in touch with us, keep in touch with us. Go to WelcomeToUncleBilly'sWorld.com. Pretty soon you'll be able to go to BuntonRisingAgain.com and OutOfSightRadio.com. These are websites, y'all, and they all are working. One of the older ones that's soon to be up is Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com. Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com. And AskUncleBilly.com. You know, that's one and the same now. One and the same. AskUncleBilly.com. So just look us up and feel free to call in. Let us know what your problems is. And we might not come when you want us, but we ain't never late. You give us a time, we're going to try to be there. So holla. And y'all have a great one, because tomorrow night is going to be a better show, a later show, and we just going to have to work it out. That's what it's all about. So let's get a couple of things in order, and keep the faith, you know, because what we do is what you need us to do, and we work for you. Just let us know what we can do to help you get back on track. Because remember, if you don't like the condition you're in, Can't nobody change the condition you're in favorably but you, because you know how far you're willing to go, and you know really what it takes. Don't nobody care. Everybody else is guessing. If you keep them guessing, you can get done what you need to get done. That's all I'm saying. You know, believe it, you can achieve it. And trust that. Trust your instincts and trust everything else about you, because that's who you are. If you're a trustworthy person, you're doing it for the right reason, doing it because it's yours and that's what you want, then who can argue with that? So let's work it out, y'all. Let's work it out, because we are ready to get on the move. Remember, we are there for you. So call in, do what you do, do what you do best, and remember, eminent domain is not for everybody. If you question it, I always try to ask, is y'all going to be in 100 years? Well, my family was intending to keep this property for that long and longer. And prove how deeply you want it or need it, because this is mine. You know what I'm saying? You can take that all the way to the Supreme Court. So I just wanted to throw that in, but I'm going to hook the queen for this 15, because I'm finna get out of here. I really enjoyed it. Listen to me on Facebook right after the show. At least 10 or 15 minutes after the show, it should be up on Facebook, up on Twitter, and doing everything it's supposed to be doing, because that's what we do. We do what you need us to do, what you want us to do, and all that we can do. So, with that being said, my name is Uncle Bill, and I'm going to holler, y'all. It's been a long day. I've worked real hard, but guess what? I loved every minute of it. So keep it coming. Keep the questions coming, because when you really want to know, what do? You ask Uncle Billy. And guess what? If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you. We don't know right now, but we're going to find out. You hear me? Thank you. Well, y'all have a great night. I really enjoyed it. And if you need me, you got me. You got all of my numbers. You got all of my facts. And you got welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com. The first major web page that's going to be for you, about you, and to you. So, with more to come, I holler. Good night. I have no